Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And who was this to make such a bold statement? He's identified in history as Jesus of Nazareth. But Nazareth was merely the place where he grew up. One day Jesus put the question to his disciples, saying, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." In both Marxist and revolutionary circles, Jesus gained new prominence as one who had the courage to be different, as one who greatly changed the course of history. Jesus laid it on the line with his followers. He never sugarcoated the challenge. In fact, there were actually times when he made it difficult for men to follow him. He actually believed that a nucleus of really dedicated men and women could accomplish far more than an army of Sunday warriors who tipped their hats to him on Sunday morning and forgot him for the rest of the week. If anyone would come after me, Jesus challenged, he must deny himself. In spite of religious interest today, the fact that there is very little real denial of self is one of the indications that much of what we call Christianity today is superficial, lacking much depth. Deny yourself and take up your cross were the words that immediately brought to people's minds the picture of crucifixion and all that it stood for. The disciples, the men and women who heard Jesus, understood this, for on many occasions they had watched as a helpless victim was impaled on wooden timbers affixed at right angles. The cross spoke of death, hideous, agonizing death, and the disciples immediately recognized that if they would really follow Jesus, then he had to be first as they put their own ambitions and interests aside. Does Jesus demand less today? Does he still insist that his kingdom be put above our own kingdoms of personal gain? Wycliffe Bible translator Ken Jacobs tried to translate the word deny when he was working with the Chimula Indians of Mexico. He found, however, that in their culture and language, they had no real concept or understanding of self-denial. Flagellation or beating themselves, yes, there was a word for that. But to deny self was foreign to them. Finally, Ken translated the word saying, "If anyone wants to follow me, let him put out of his own heart what his own heart wants to do, and come take up his cross daily and follow me." That's what discipleship is all about. One last thought. Following Jesus Christ is totally voluntary. He doesn't coerce you. He won't bribe you with a home in the sky and the sweet by-and-by offer. He merely invites you to come, follow me. He demands one thing, though. He insists on having first place in your heart and life. Today we seem to be blighted with an AMYF affliction. You know, AMYF, after me, you're first. Why not be a Christian? Could be good for business. But the message of the cross hasn't really changed with the passing of time. Carved in ivory or gilded with 24-karat gold, the cross still speaks of personal death so Christ can live. Today, Jesus asks no less. He still says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. You put out of your heart what your heart wants to do, so that he can live in your heart."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening. And join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.